It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
During a press conference with Kuwaiti's Amir al-Sabah, President Trump was asked about his administration's goals pertaining to the latest threats from North Korea. Major Garrett from CBS asked the president if war with North Korea is inevitable and whether he'd require the rogue nation to undergo total denuclearization as a term for international peace.
Military action would certainly be an option. Is it inevitable? Nothing's inevitable. It would be great if something else could be worked out. We would have to look at all of the details, all of the facts, but we've had presidents for 25 years now. They've been talking, and the day after an agreement is reached, new work begins in North Korea, continuation on nuclear. So I would prefer not going the route of the military, but it's something certainly that could happen.
Also added to be a very sad day if it did come to that. So, very sobering.
Then he said,
follow-up, is it acceptable for you as president for North Korea to be nuclearized but contained and deterred? Is that a strategy?
We're going
to
see what it is. I don't
would
negotiate
like to
with you. No, I'm not negotiating with you. Maybe we'll have a chance to negotiate with somebody else, but I don't put my negotiations on the table, unlike past administrations. I don't talk about them. But I can tell you that North Korea is behaving badly, and it's got to stop.
Still with the swipe. Likes to take the swipe.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people negotiate in the press for a reason, right? I mean, that's...
But he tried that. He put out the fire and fury the world has never seen. And
that didn't go so well. All right. Well, we'll see what happens there. I think the president actually, he seems very moderated the last couple of days. I mean, the hell, he cut a deal with the Democrats. Right? I mean, he was like hugging Chuck Schumer. They were like laughing and scratching. It was such
Nancy
a weird
Pelosi's
moment.
Nancy Pelosi's retweeting his tweets happily, and there's a big frenemy love fest there.
Wait until you hear Steve Bannon on 60 Minutes. Did you hear about this? He's the guest on 60 Minutes on Sunday night. And as one would imagine, does not pull punches.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That'll be interesting.
Roger Goodell, you know, your buddy.
Roger, the one who conducted the witch hunt on Tom Brady. That Roger?
Yep, he's
number 4.
Now, Goodell, of course, runs the NFL. Multi-billions of dollars. Says he does not know everything about the sport. He made this admission on the New York Fox Sports 1 morning show, First Things First. While discussing the Kaepernick situation, Goodell was asked if he believes that Kaepernick's talented enough to make the NFL roster. Watch him do this.
When you watched Colin, did he strike you as a guy that's good enough to be in the league?
Well, Nick, one thing I do as a commissioner, I don't make those decisions. I'm not a football expert. I'm a huge fan. I have a role as commissioner also, but for me, I watch the games and enjoy it, and I let the football people make those decisions. And the reality is there's a lot, 32 different decisions, right? And multiple decisions within an organization. So there's always a dispute, and the idea of who can play and who can't play, who's best for our system and not best for our system, are decisions that should be made by those 32 teams.
Okay.
It's not on me, it's on them.
Right. So in other words, I don't want to talk about Colin Kaepernick. Okay.
I'm not a football expert.
I don't know anything about football. I've never even seen football.
Why would I need to know anything about football?
What do I know?
Classic dodging the question.
I have never even been to a football game. Yeah. Why would you ask me about Colin Kaepernick? Listen, I was nice to see you.
He's going to one tonight, and he'll be just about as cozy as that. He's going to go see Tom Brady and his favorite coach, Belichick. He's going to raise the championship banner.
Classic deflated balls.
Yeah, wait until you see the kind of reception. Is this in Foxborough?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear God.
It's a rough day for Roger. We should just leave him alone. It's hard. This is a tough day.
Oh. Just imagine that. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to center field. But that wouldn't actually be center field, would it?
Still works. Go with it.
The East End Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the East End Zone and welcome NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Boo.
Oh my gosh. Oh, God. Oh my God. Hopefully people aren't allowed to bring tomatoes into the stadium. That could get ugly.
Oh boy.
That's going to get ugly.
Oh, that could be bad.
Got to watch just for that tonight.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to your three. Of course you will. TV 12. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Powdermedic, WGN Traffic Travel Spots.
This week on Chicago's Best, fried, grilled, or spicy. CB has you covered on all of, on an all new, I should say, Chicago's Best Chicken. Sunday night at 10 on WGN TV.
All right. Thank you very much, Anna. Mm-hmm. That was very lovely.
Best chicken.
All right. We are in the middle of the top five of five. We're checking in at
number three.
Oh, boy. American Horror Story. You know this?
I am very familiar with it. It freaks me out, and I love it.
American Horror Story Cult made its premiere just in time to keep viewers spooked all fall. The first episode used the 2016 election to set up the events for the seventh season here of this award-winning show. This episode, titled Election Night, kicks off with Donald Trump winning the presidency. The news instills fear into Allie, played by Sarah Paulson, her partner Ivy, played by Allison Pill, and their friends who support the same-sex relationship. Because Allie and her partner are distraught at the result of the election and what it may mean for the relationship. Right? Okay. So you're like, oh, I kind of get it. It's a little on the nose, isn't it? And
yeah.
Sarah Paulson, does she need to do that? She's coming off of, like, she won every award for playing Marcia Clark,
actress,
right?
She's a great actress, by the way. But I don't know. It doesn't sound as terrifying as most American horror stories yet.
But the premise here, spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
The premise is that Donald Trump's election was actually the result of a cult that voted for him. A cult that is super, super, super ubiquitous in America that we didn't really realize was there.
Okay.
See what they're doing there?
Yeah.
And then there's this character played by Evan Peters named Kai, who seems to maybe be one of the cultists.
It is my high honor to introduce to you the president-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
USA! USA!
Is it bad? You win?
Oh, go to hell, Huffington Post! F*** you, Nate Silver! Oh my God, how could they have been so wrong about this?
You want to know who to get mad at for this? Our own state of Michigan. She's losing by 10,000 votes. That's the size of this town. And who's at 40,000 votes and counting? Jill Stein.
Classic cult getting a president elected.
By the way, lowest ratings ever for the opening of American Horror Story.
That sounds horrible.
It really does. Do you guys listen? I watch American Horror Story.
I've never seen it.
A couple seasons were amazingly scary. Like, I couldn't go to bed after. This one just seems like Sharknado.
Well, I think it's because the reality is scarier than the actual TV show. So everyone's like, what could possibly be on this show? What could possibly be on this show? Yeah.
Hey, listen, even if it were a cult, I mean, that would make me feel better. Like, okay, there's a reason.
I have an answer.
it wasn't a Russian, so it was a cult.
All right. Oh, that's fine. Then.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's that many cult members. I get, but the screaming and the crying and the, you know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people did that, but come on now.
A little dramatic.
You just won the Golden Globe, for God's sake.
Does she still have the curly hair? Because that was kind of scary.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. I don't think this is going to help. All right. Checking. Where am I here? I got to check in at number two, don't I? Yes.
Number two.
Kid Rock.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. You know, he wants to run for the Senate in the state of Michigan. And, it gives a little peek at the platform during a Wednesday night show in Grand Rapids while standing behind the presidential podium. He talked about welfare.
I don't believe that you should save, sacrifice, do things by the book, and then have to take care of some deadbeat milking the system lazy-ass mother man. Now, the issue of struggling single parents is an issue close to my heart. But read my lips. We should not reward these women who can't even take care of themselves but keep having kid after kid.
Okay, what do we do with that then?
I mean, come on. Does anyone think it's a good idea that Kid Rock runs for anything?
Well, here we go. No, wait, but there's more. Here he is on racism.
And if you want to take a knee or sit during our Star Spangled Banner, call me a racist because I'm not PC and think you have to remind me that Black Lives Matter. Nazis, bigots, and now again the KKK says screw all you, stay the away.
I'm not sure. Where was he on that one?
I couldn't understand. Was he against or for?
Yeah,
which
where
one?
Was he?
Did he split on a couple of those? I don't know.
You can't tell. I mean, that was a little bit of the problem with the president. You couldn't tell which side he was on. You kind of need to know that you're against the racists. So he doesn't like Colin Kaepernick for taking a knee during the national anthem. Okay.
Or Black Lives Matter telling him that they matter.
Right. Okay. But then he did say, but then it was unclear if he was for or against the KKK and the Nazis.
I think he told most of them to F off.
Yeah, I think that's what he did.
Yeah, KKK go away. Is that what he said?
Yeah. All right.
Did he play Ball with the Ball after? Great song.
Oh, God. And then what about the state of our union, Kid Rock?
It's no secret we're divided, and we all should take some blame. We should be ashamed that we all seem scared to call him by his name. So please, Almighty Jesus, if you're looking down tonight, please guide us with your wisdom and give us strength to fight. To fight the tyrant evils that lurk here and abroad. And remind us all, we are still just one nation under God. Now let's get down to brass tacks before I hit you with this funk.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's worse, American Horror Story Cult or Kid Rock doing a show that's actually a campaign rally?
They both seem made up. He's already got his website. You can buy his Kid Rock for Senate hat. He's got one of those, the t-shirts, ready to go. This could be real, Ro. Could be real.
I just didn't think Jesus or God needed the drum roll.
Oh, well, you haven't been to church. You haven't been to the right churches. Yeah. Sometimes God requests a drum roll. It's the damnedest thing. It can happen. All right. Let us now check in. Oh, this is going to be something. Oh, turn your sets.
Number one.
On Sunday night, CBS, 60 Minutes, they sit down with Steve Bannon. Full interview. They've released this where Steve Bannon is talking about himself.
So how do you want to be perceived, you, today, because you have a media image?
The media image, I think, is pretty accurate. I'm a street fighter. That's what I am.
You're more than that.
No, I think I'm a street fighter. And by the way, I think that's why Donald Trump and I get along so well. Donald Trump's a fighter. Great counterpuncher. Great counterpuncher. He's a fighter. I'm going to be his wingman outside for the entire time to protect.
So you'll not be attacking Donald Trump in your role?
No. Our purpose is to support Donald Trump. By the way,
and destroy his enemies?
To make sure his enemies know that there's no free shot on goal. By the way, after the Charlottesville situation, that's what I told General Kelly. I was the only guy that came out and tried to defend him. I was the only guy that said he's talking about something, taking it up to a higher level. Where did this all go? Where does this end? Does it end in taking down the Washington Monument? Does it end in taking down?
I tell you where many people suggest it should have gone. It should have gone in terms of denouncing, specifically from the very beginning, neo-Nazis and white supremacists and people of that political view. And it should have gone there because those were people that Americans in World War II went to fight against.
Made some news there that he's going to be his wingman on the outside, because that wasn't what was initially reported, that
Kelly
he might get a little rogue.
He said that. Well, I think you're right. His refinement there is news, right? That mm-hmm. he's like, no, I'm going to no. support him. Does he support him on the Pelosi deal?
I can't imagine.
Maybe, because it's money for these people, because it's kind of a populist thing. They're not really conservative. Breitbart's conservative, but they'll swing around into some sort of populism, and then show you a naked lady if you want. While you're doing
it too.
Is
that on there too?
There's always, you notice this at Fox News and at Breitbart, mm-hmm. that in the middle of the political thing, there will be some young, attractive woman who finds herself in some form of peril, and then that becomes a big trending story. Or some actress goes topless, and that becomes a big trending story.
Mix it up a bit.
Yeah, well, because they know they got a lot of guys.
That should be a fascinating interview, though, to hear Steve Bannon.
For sure. All right, let's close this up.
The top five at five.